Today, as we celebrate this feast of St. Albert the Great, it is a great opportunity for us to reflect on the fact that the church and science, faith and science, are not contradictory. Here we have a man who is a doctor of the church, a man who is known for his great fidelity. This is one of St. Thomas Aquinas' teachers, and yet he was a scientist. Very much a forerunner in a number of the natural sciences. And so we see it does not in any way contradict the faith. In fact, what many people keep forgetting is that science as a discipline came from the church, just as universities came from the church. The church established them. The church isn't opposed to them. The church is about truth, because God is truth. So if we're dealing with scientific truth, there's no problem. When we're dealing with somebody with an agenda who wants to call it science and it has little or nothing to do with science, yeah, not only is the church opposed to that, but anyone of reason and goodwill is going to be opposed to that nonsense. Because it's not true, and we're made for the truth. And so we have all kinds of that unfortunate stuff going on in our society today, and we have to reject it. The difficulty for many people is because the media has, of course, been behind all of it. They have presented it in such a way that people think that that's the norm. That this is the way the majority of the people are, or the way the majority of the people think. It is not, but they are confusing lots of people with it. So we have to always come back to the truth, because the truth cannot change. It's exactly what St. Paul pointed out in the first reading. Day is going to come when they're going to have itching ears, where they don't want to listen to the word of God. They're going to run after fables. They're going to do whatever because they don't want the truth. Just think of all that's going on. They don't want the truth. So, I mean, whether it's as simple and obvious and blatant as the fact that there are males and females, you'd think that would be pretty obvious. There was a woman who stood up the other day and she screamed out, "I have a womb, but I'm not a woman." It's like, really? How amazing is that? But I guess these days they think that they can define themselves in any way that they want. And because that's their opinion, suddenly it is the truth. Because it's what I want to believe. Sorry. As St. Paul said, they're going to turn to fables. So if your myth has nothing to do with reality, I'm going to reject your myth. I'm not interested just in personal opinion. Yeah, we all can have our opinion. You can have an opinion of whether you think it's a nice day out or not. You can have an opinion of whether you like cauliflower or broccoli or whatever. But there's not an opinion about truth. It's either true or it's not. And to be able to say, well, it's not true for me, it's like, sorry, it is. The truth is the truth. That's the beauty of real science, is it is about the truth. It is based on facts, and it is about the truth. When it's not based on facts and there's an agenda to push, it's not science anymore. But just because somebody wants to claim it to be science doesn't make it so. So we have to be about the truth. We have God's revealed truth. We have scientific truth. And the wonderful thing is, the truth cannot change, ever. And if you're looking at something and saying, well, you know, the grass was green a couple of months ago, now it's turning brown because of the cold. Is that, you know, how is that true? Because the grass was green, now the grass is brown, so the truth changed. Like, no, the truth didn't change. The grass did, but the truth didn't. So we have to be very careful about how we understand things and make sure that what we want is the truth. You look at somebody like St. Albert. He was about the truth. Because real science is going to lead to God. He's the one who created it. You listen to mathematicians and they will point out that creation is completely mathematical. It all lines up perfectly. You listen to a scientist, a real one, and they're going to tell you the same thing. Everything points in the same direction, because it has to, because it all comes from the same source. So it's not going to lead us away from God. It is not in opposition to what we believe, because what we believe is the same person who created everything that science is able to discover. So that's what we want to be about, is the truth. And we don't want to be giving ourselves over to the fables. Generally, you can count on the principle that if they said it on TV, it's probably not true. So don't get caught up in their nonsense. Look for the facts. A talking head does not equal an honest person. A talking head does not mean that this person is going to tell you the truth. Sadly, a talking head doesn't even mean facts. Saw a little clip the other day of this woman who, one point after the next, after the next, after the next, has been completely wrong, and everything she says had no facts behind it. And then she had the gall to sit up there and say, well, if it's not backed up by the facts, and these people are saying this, and they have no facts, and it's like, excuse me? So there are people with an agenda, and their agenda, they're going to try to make it sound like this is the truth. If it's not backed up by the facts, it's not the truth. And just because they say that it's backed up by facts doesn't mean that it is. So we need to do our own work. And we need to make sure that we are seeking the truth and that the truth is based in fact or in God's revelation, because God cannot lie and he cannot deceive. So just because we live in a society that doesn't want the truth, that wants opinion, that wants to be rationalistic and relativistic, doesn't change the fact that the truth is objective, and the truth is the same for everyone, regardless. And that's the beautiful thing that we have been given, is the truth, the whole truth, the fullness of the truth, as God has revealed it. And all of God's creation is right there before us to be able to discover all of the scientific truth as well. Again, we will find that there is no divergence, because real science is going to lead you to its author, and that is God, the one who revealed it all, the one who has revealed himself, so that we, through the truth, could come to know him, and in knowing him, to love him.